Our love is truly risen. Alleluia, alleluia. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. The stone which the builders rejected, alleluia, has become the cornerstone, alleluia. The day of resurrection, earth spread the news abroad. The Paschal Feast of Gladness, the Paschal Feast of God. From death to life eternal, from earth to heaven's height. Our Savior Christ has brought us the glorious Lord of light. Our hearts be free from evil that we may see aright. The Savior resurrected in his eternal light. And hear the message plainly, delivered calm and clear. Rejoice with me in triumph, be glad and do not fear. Now let the heavens be joyful, and earth her song begin. The whole world keep high triumph, and all that is therein. Let all things in creation their notes of gladness blend. For Christ our love has risen, our joy that has no end. God goes up with shouts of joy. Adonai goes up with trumpet blasts. Alleluia. All you peoples, clap your hands. Cry to God with shouts of joy. For Adonai, the Most High, is awesome and great, and reigns over the earth with such love. God's love overwhelms those who hate and changes foes into allies and friends. All we have has been given by God, given to us out of love. God goes up with shouts of joy. Adonai goes up with the blast of trumpets. Sing praise for God, sing praise. Sing praise to love, sing praise. God love reigns over all the earth. Sing praise with all your skill. God love reigns over the nations. God love is enthroned in holiness. The holy ones from every tradition are assembled with the saints of our own. We are all one family of God, whose love reigns over us all. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. God goes up with shouts of joy. Adonai goes up with trumpet blasts. Alleluia.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Philip ran up to the Ethiopian eunuch and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet. Philip asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" The man replied, "How can I unless someone guides me?" So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him as he read. As a sheep led to the slaughter, or a lamb before its shearer is mute and opens not his mouth, Philip then began with this passage in order to share the good news of Jesus. As they continued on the journey, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is some water. What is to prevent my being baptized?" So they stopped the chariot, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, where Philip baptized him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Baptized into union with Christ, we have all put on Christ as a garment. We are all one person in Christ Jesus our Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. There is no such thing as Jew and Greek, slave and free, male and female. We are all one person in Christ Jesus our Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. Baptized into union with Christ, we have all put on Christ as a garment. We are all one person in Christ Jesus our Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Alleluia, alleluia. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages in words of holy prophets to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, we'll go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Alleluia, alleluia.
O risen Christ, you are the living bread that came down from heaven. Free us to share all that you give us to sustain and nourish life. O risen Christ, you gave your flesh and blood for the life of the world. Free us to use our hearts, minds, and bodies to share our lives with the world. O risen Christ, you revealed yourself as the way and truth of eternal life. Free us to embrace your way of life with its loving, forgiving, valuing, including, and serving others. O risen Christ, you sent Philip to be a spiritual companion for the Ethiopian eunuch and to welcome him into the community of your disciples. Free us to walk with and welcome those whom society, culture, and religion exclude or oppress for being different in any way. O risen Christ, the universe celebrates the glory and beauty of your resurrection with every sunrise, the sprouting of every seed, and the birth of every new life. Free us to live mindfully in harmony with Mother Earth and all of Earthkind.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Good and gracious God, Creator and ruler of the universe, in every age you have called human beings to develop and use their gifts, talents, and abilities to contribute to the common good. Help us to do the special work you have asked from each of us, so that we can join you and the rest of Earthkind in the ongoing work of creation, where the power and glory of your love is revealed now and forever. Amen. May the God of life and light, who raised Jesus from the dead, bless us and grant us peace. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai, Alleluia, Alleluia. Thanks be to God, Alleluia, Alleluia.